And this is Dark Dreams. Today, or this evening right now, I'm by myself. Vinny stepped out to run a couple errands on his own while I get ready. We're only going to Walmart tonight. Big plans. And this rarely happens, even that he will run a quick errand by himself without me. It's kind of nice. We really have spent every single day together since we met. I know some people can't do that, wouldn't do that. They need their own me time. I thought I would need me time. I love me time, but we do get me time together. Shocking as it is, because our apartment is 640 square feet, which is the smallest I've ever lived in with another person. But I love it. It's comfortable, it's cozy, it's absolutely perfect for the two of us. Anyway, he's off on an errand, so I'm getting ready by myself. Like I said, a rare occasion that I'm in the apartment by myself. It took some getting used to because I lived by myself somewhat. I was by myself a lot before Vinny and I started dating, as in I would be home alone a lot. I liked it a lot of the times, and sometimes I didn't like it at all. Anyways, that little tangent was just a whole nother rabbit hole for another time, but point being, I'm here alone. It's kind of nice, kind of weird. But I'm just going to get ready, and I enjoy it, and so I thought I would record this without him, just because I think it's going to take a little getting used to for him to do this casually, and me casually, so I think if I sneak in a few one-on-ones, it will help me be more confident, and it will help him, so that when he hears me with him, it'll flow. Anyway, yeah. The only thing we're going to be doing tonight is going to Walmart to pick up some paint to finish a couple projects that we have going. We really tapped into our inner do-it-yourself, hobby-starting homebodies when we got this apartment in, actually, the very end of October. By Halloween, we had this apartment together. We met in August, so yeah. Our story, we really like our story, how we met. We think it's absolutely incredible, and just we love to share it. That's kind of why we wanted to start a podcast, because we have such amazing connections with each other. Like, our paths cross, not per se cross, but we just have a lot in common, and we have a lot that we don't have in common, so it's just amazing how we met and ended up together where we are now. So I'll wait for him to talk about all of that. What I really want to sort of talk about is yesterday. Yesterday was a big day for us. We don't do anything. We don't go anywhere. We don't go out to eat anymore. When I first moved to Denver in September, we went out to eat a lot. Every single day. We were living in the back house of his parents, so it was like a little suite. It had it was just a big room. There wasn't a bathroom or a kitchenette or anything like that, but it was perfect and cozy and private for the two of us. Small. So, we didn't have our own kitchen. We didn't always want to go in there and cook or hang out with the parents, so we would go out to eat for meals. Well, now that we got this place, because I enjoy cooking, I have Vinny, love him to death. He's cooked maybe two things, but I like doing that. I like cooking food, and I like making him food. So since we moved in here, we haven't gone out to eat at all, really. And we went to the zoo. The zoo is a zoo. That's just all there is to it. The zoo is a zoo, period. But I always like the zoo, and he likes doing stuff like that. Our sweet neighbor, who's a friend of mine now, since we moved in, went with us, so the three of us. She's awesome. We couldn't ask for a better neighbor. She's a former addict, so she understands, because I'll wait to dive into that when Vinny's here too, but Vinny and I are also former addicts, and it's just amazing to have a neighbor. She's probably 10, 15 years older than us, but just to have that, you know, that leg up on life experiences is really soothing to us and him. He's a very private person, and to know that she has been there, done that, or can relate in general, somebody that can relate, and she's just very sweet. And like today, we slept all afternoon. We got up at 4 or 5 because we finally like migrated to the bedroom to set up shop and watch TV and do our thing and go to sleep in a bed. We did that last night, so we slept all day, which was very much needed. And we get up, we both go in the kitchen and grab a little something to snack on, drink, talk about what we're going to be doing for the day, which is pretty much the last like 3-4 hours of sunlight. And she calls and says, do you guys want to, and we had actually just talked about ordering pizza instead of cooking. She calls and says, do you guys want a pizza? I just ordered one and they put way too much sauce on it. I can't eat it. And I looked at Vinny and I'm like, sure, yes. Normally him and I, we're very weird about germs and other people, and like even if it hadn't been touched or if it had, like it did just one piece out of it, normally something like that would kind of gross me out and I wouldn't eat it. But we've gotten to know her so much and like care for her now as a neighbor and a friend that it doesn't bother me. But somebody I don't know or just met, nope, can't even touch food that they have breathed on. Anyway, so I go over there and pick up a pizza. So him and I sit in bed and have a couple pieces of pizza, but that's just how sweet she is, so we're lucky to have her. And so she made reservations for the zoo, and we actually made plans and committed to those plans, which we bail a lot. Like, Vinny's one of those where, yeah, man, I'm like just at the stoplight, and we're maybe walking out to the truck. So love him, but that takes some patience from within me, because before I can be late, and I was late for work a lot because I started to lose all fucks given, but otherwise I consider myself very punctual. I start getting really stressed out or anxious if I'm close to running late, and I think that's because I had to commute to work at one point in my life, and so giving myself a good 30, 45, maybe an hour to get to work is a significant amount of time when you think about it. And anyways, so we were a little bit cutting it close. She has a wheelchair. She's not bound to, but she does need it. And so Vinny, he didn't go get the ramp for his bikes, for his truck, to wheel her wheelchair up on there. So him and I, because I told him that we could, we're both still very able-bodied, we were able to lift her wheelchair and put it in there. And the three of us head off to the zoo. I mean, and just an outsider looking in, she could be an aunt, a mom, or whatever, but she's just our neighbor, the three of us. Three former fucking addicts just headed to the zoo after quarantine. It was weird. We didn't have, you didn't need to wear a mask, and it was pretty busy. There was a lot of screaming, screeching kids, which isn't terrible, but it's a little much. So we were excited to actually get the Dippin' Dots, which I kind of want to wait and tap into the Dippin' Dots topic when Vinny's around, because that's really his sweet spot. His addiction right now is cotton candy flavored Dippin' Dots, and the grocery store hasn't had them, so to be honest, he's been away from Dippin' Dots, the kind we like, for a couple days. It's kind of funny. Last night we were going to record an episode, but we were so tired because the day literally wore us out. It was a big day. We went to the zoo. We got there at 1 o'clock and we didn't leave until 5. Halfway through, which I even want to wait until Vinny can chime in too, we are just so accustomed and home and have a we've just gotten so comfortable being at home, being away from people, that it was 3 o'clock and Vinny and I, we were tired of walking. We had stopped at the Dippin' Dots station and they weren't the same. They didn't have cotton candy. they were too frozen. We like our Dippin' Dots to be just like slightly kind of mushy, not mushy, but like not rock solid frozen. We wanted more like, we like them. Anyway, we were ready to catch a buzz, needed to stop walking for a minute, so we literally had, and Lynn, then my our neighbor, would have gone to the zoo whether we were going or not, so that made it even more comfortable, or, you know, not like we were ditching her to go smoke one in the truck. But we had to go take a little fiber. We had to go walk out to the truck, drive around in the parking garage. We went down as low as we could until our phones had no service. So then we came back up a couple levels and, you know, caught a buzz, chilled out, rested our bodies from that rigorous activity that we aren't accustomed to. It was good though. It felt good, and although we couldn't finish the zoo after that little break, we just took a little break, walked around the gift shop, went to the bathroom, waited for her. So we were there from 1 to 5. Now that's a big fucking day for us, so we were exhausted. So after that, we fucking come home. Wait, did we go anywhere after that? No, we didn't. We came home, we were exhausted. We fucking propped up in the living room. I mean, got down to our... Vinny is a very dapper dresser. He likes his shit fresh, and he always looks good. One of the things I love about him. Well, I like to... I'm a do-it-yourselfer a little more than he is. I like to tie-dye shit, you know, in like a kitchen towel or whatever, or t-shirts, like comfy clothes. I like to come home and lounge it up with just a big, you know, like 2-3XL t-shirt and some shorts, and that's it. And so I got him a tie-dye shirt, and he finds it a little surprising, I think, that his clothes are a tad tight. I wonder why. Dippin' Dots and ice cream. But he has a big oversized tie-dye shirt that I know he secretly fucking loves and feels like a little toothpick when he puts it on. Because I know that's how I feel, and I'm sure most women or men, if you put on a fucking 3X, 2X when you're normally like a large, you feel like a little tiny twig. Anyway, so we propped up on the couch, and I was so tired. But last night was the lunar eclipse. I can't remember what they called it. Something flower, moon, some shit. I don't know. It was supposed to be really neat between, like, right before the sun comes up, so the 4 a.m., 5 a.m. hour, which normally him and I are up at that time. Since quarantine and COVID hit, we, and this new apartment, it was just like fucking 1 week, our schedules just flopped, and we were staying up all night where it was beautiful and peaceful, and then sleeping most of the day, because fuck, people can't go out. If you do, it's a big bitch and a half with the masks and all that before. So our schedules have been turned upside down, and yeah, now we're not used to going out in public. It was really weird to see people. We still hate them, but it was nice to get out. We want to go to the zoo next, I think it's Nature and Science Museum of Denver. Anyway, what did we do after that? Oh, then there's a new head shop in our area. We live a little bit outside of Denver. Actually, Lakewood is what we're considered. We're like 10-15 minutes from downtown Denver, and we're just outside of the big hustle bustle of the city, which I like. And anyway, so we go to this head shop last night, this new one called Debong. And let me tell you, this place was fucking awesome. Last week we went to the one that, you know, the popular mainstream franchise bullshit Freakies. There's probably like a dozen locations here, I'm sure. We went twice last week. Fucking associates, rude AF. I mean, they act like we are a complete inconvenience to them. Because you have to ask to see things. Well, we asked to see and touch and look at about a dozen things, but we bought everything we fucking touched. So we're in there spending, it was only like $100, but still, It's not like we're just looking at shit and then fucking buying some papers and then cigarettes. No, we're looking at gadgets. We bought a kick-ass tapestry. We're, like, being cool. And the dude's just being annoying. And the fucking products were junk. I was gonna get this keychain, little Bob Marley grinder. As soon as we, like, paid for it, I was like, you can leave that out. I fucking take off the little tag. It's broken. There's no magnet in the middle to keep it together, piece of shit. So I had to trade it out for some dumb plastic one. And then, they were just rude as fuck. Gave Vinny the wrong bong. He asked for some 90-degree angle, or something, and they gave him the wrong shit. Anyway, we went to, which I love, locally owned, like, private businesses, and I'm a huge supporter of that. Fuck the man and go to the little hard-working, privately owned business. I'm all about that shit, so I don't know why, but we went across the street to this other one. Dudes are fucking cool. I mean, they're just chatting with us, and I felt bad we didn't spend more money in there, but we had just bought $100 worth of shit at the prick house, but, we bought a couple things, and then, so anyways, that's why we went to this new head shop in our neighborhood called Da Bong. That place was so awesome. Those guys were so fucking nice. I love free shit. I mean, who doesn't? They knew we were buying stuff, because, like, right away, I pick up this cute little, like, classic wood little knife switchblade that's a keychain, because they're just handy to have. I think, for one, women should always have a little something on them, or anybody, men or women, should have a little something on them in case of an emergency. For me, I always like to have just, like, this little switchblade that's, like, tiny, because you can open things with it, you can use it for protection, you can unclog things with it, like, it's nice to have. I used to always have a wine tool in my purse because that could dub as things like that too. But anyways, I immediately got one of those. And then I got, what else was it? Oh, a cool little skull pipe. Love it. And then Vinny was getting all kinds of shit for his bong. He's really into bongs right now. Or bubblers or whatever they're called. They have all sorts of components. I'll wait for him so he can put his two cents in on that, because he actually knows everything about it, which is, I feel like that's a guy's thing, and I find that attractive, and I can see how he gets excited about it, because it, like, filters it and all this shit. It's cool. It does make the hit taste clear, clean, fresh, like, refreshing, like a good hit. Anyway, so we do that. There's two, like, associates in there. I can tell it's privately owned, because they're just kind of, like, throwing out prices and haggling with it. Like, if we say this and whatever, we're all going back and forth a bit and playfully, and it was nice. And then all of a sudden a third guy comes in. I don't know if he was the owner or manager. He seemed like somebody that they have to answer to. Anyways, gets even cooler. They start showing us, you know, everything we're asking about and showing us more. And the one guy says to me, "You put on a shirt and post it on social media, would you?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, sure. If you give me a shirt, I'll put it on, you know, post or whatever." So the main dude, I'm going to call him Mr. Cookies, that walked, because he was wearing a Cookies shirt. That is, I can't remember off the top of my head right now, because I did just smoke one a minute ago. So I'm surprised I'm even staying on track this much. Cookies is fucking whose line of bud? Damn it, I should know this. I don't know. Anyways, I just know that Dolph is gelato. Love Dolph. One of my favorite rappers. Anyway, the dudes give me orange. I hate orange, but I'm not gonna bitch. You know, free is free. So they throw me this orange shirt that just says, like, Da Bong. I put it on and I get in front. He's like, "Hey, yeah, stand over here, like, or, like, pose over here by this, like, their sign inside the store." And they had this awesome bong that looked like a gun, where you pretty much put, like, a handheld gun, and the way it's positioned, you are sucking out of the end of the barrel, so, like, gun in your mouth, loading the bowl. It's morbid, but looks fucking cool. And so I'm like, "Hey, can I use this and pretend like I'm smoking?" And he's like, "Hell yeah." So I get down and, like, have my leg up. I forget I'm wearing these, like, black leggings that say Vans repeatedly up the side of my leg. And so I get down on, like, one knee sideways, pose in front of their sign, hitting this fucking black handgun in my mouth. It looked pretty cool. And thankfully, I was wearing a shit ton of makeup, so hopefully that looks even better. Anybody out there knows that pictures, you just need a shit ton of makeup to look flawless. And I was bored and playing around with, I got a new airbrush, or a new, I never have had one, Luminous airbrush machine. I love it, but I'm not used to it yet, so I'll wait to go down that rabbit hole with others, with Vinny included, because he used to spray cars, he used to paint cars, so he knows exactly how that same kind of machinery works. Because I asked him, I said, is this kind of like the same tool you would use to spray cars? And he said, yeah. So anyways, saving that for, put a pin in that for later. So yeah, that head job was fucking awesome. Debong, shout out to them. We'll definitely be back. We went in right before they closed, and Vinny spends a little, like $112, which isn't a whole lot, but it's also a lot at the same time. I told him too when we left. I said, you know, we just made their day. Like, that's a privately owned business. They, it's a Tuesday. They probably really, you know, I don't think that, you know, that they were having, you know, hitting customers every hour or every even 10 minutes or had a line out the door. I doubt that. It's a Tuesday. So I said, to come in right before they close and drop $100 is really cool. That made their day. That would be like me when I was bartending and having like a kick-ass couple come in right before we close, grab a couple drinks, shoot the shit, leave a bomb tip and go. Like, that shit, it just makes everything like, oh, there are some fucking legit cool people out there. Not everybody sucks dick. But anyways, that was our day yesterday, so it was a big day. The zoo, the head shop, we were exhausted. And I wanted to stay up and see the freaking eclipse. I don't have a telescope yet. I really, that's the next thing on my bucket list. I'm getting a new printer though this week. Vinny and I are getting a new printer, a printer in general. I haven't had one in a year or two, and I love having a printer because it's just needed. And then eventually, I'll wait till he's here for this conversation. Our big plans down the road, I'll need a telescope because I love the moon. I'm a huge fan of the moon. Every fucking night I'm like, dude, look at the moon. Backtrack a second. I've got to stop saying dude. It's immature. It sounds annoying. Vinny just recently admitted that, kind of a turnoff, which, ouch, hurt my feelings a tad, because if you ask a couple of my friends, it took them a long while to get me to stop saying this particular, another particular word years ago. So I do want to kick that one out of my vocab a little bit. Anyway, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. This may be just what you call like I hate to steal it from this other podcast, this phrase. A podcast I love very much is My Favorite Murder with Karen and Georgia. They're hilarious and awesome, and I love anything murder, mystery, thriller, horror. Their podcast, My Favorite Murder, is amazing. Anyways, they have minisodes. I don't know if that's a term used in all podcast lingo or not. We just literally kicked off this podcast. We didn't research it and do it step by step, which I was looking last night on some tips and stuff and whatnot to start up podcast. Kind of freaked me out that I didn't like take the, you know, the path recommended. So there's a few things that I may have skipped, and I don't want to just get on there and think it's going to be a big hit and it's just a big fucking annoying flop, which I don't think it will be. I just need to make sure to give what I would want to hear. Don't be fucking boring. Talk about some cool shit. Be consistent. Nobody wants to get on there and be like, damn, come on, bitch, get to the point already, or get to a point. Anyway, yes, so this I'm going to call a mini-sode that I just did impromptu, if that's how you use that word, that I just did on a whim. Just like, thought, alright, fuck, I have a minute, take advantage of the minute and record an episode. So anyways, that's a little rundown of what we did yesterday. And today, like I said, I'm getting ready, to go to Walmart to get some black spray paint for these three projects that we have to finish. I'm going to spit them out real quick and then I'm cutting it off. One of vanity that we found on Facebook Marketplace that we're going to turn into like a cute gothic one. I'll take a before and after picture and put it on the Instagram that we're about to create for Dark Dreams. Second is we're painting the frame of this mirror that's going behind the couch in the living room. Third one is a little mini bookshelf that I found, a nice solid good piece of furniture, just a little bookshelf that I want to turn into some dope decor. And then the fourth one is this little tree branch thingy we're painting black. And then a couple other little things here and there, I think, that we need to paint black because everything's black. We had a vision and a vibe that we wanted to stick to when we got this apartment, which was vintage, modern, gothic. And so far, I mean, we're just now nailing it. We're just now, like, getting to what we wanted this place to look like. Anyway, my voice sounds a little raspy or something. Like, there's a frog in it. I don't know why. Probably because I just woke up at 5 p.m. Anyway, I will tune back in next time with Vinny because he needs to be a part of some of this. And we both need to chime in because some of it's pretty funny, but you need to hear it from the man too. So I'll be back with Vinny. Until then, smoke whatever you like to smoke or drink whatever you like to drink, and don't be a pussy. Listen to Dark Dreams.